I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. You are an excellent decision maker because you are tuned into the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected as a result of your discipline and confidence has not yet arrived. And on top of all that, you need some personal initiative because you can't just sit around being confident, disciplined, and mentally tough. You need to actually go do stuff, right? Personal initiative, your go-getter energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. All this combined is what we call the Work on Your Game mindset. You are listening to the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin. That's D-R-E. Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic is for you to never be a victim. Never be a victim in life. A victim being defined as, I like to give definitions for the phrases that I use here or the terms that I use because I want to make sure we're all on the same page. Victim is a person who is easily harmed or injured as a result of some action that happens. This person is easily harmed or injured. I want you to never be that person in life. Now, you may be a little confused here, like, well, Drake, things can happen. Somebody can get into a car accident. I could be crossing the street and somebody could run a red light. Somebody could throw a rock through my window. Somebody could do something to me that I didn't predict, that I cannot control, that I cannot stop. You know, at that moment, I become a victim, right, Dre? How can I not ever be a victim in life? Anybody could be victimized by anything at any given time. We can't predict or stop or see everything that could possibly happen to us. Some things are just unpredictable. Well, what about that, Dre? How can you never be a victim? I'm going to explain that here in today's episode. Now, I touched on the victim mindset or not becoming a victim. I've touched on it multiple times, but most recently in the episode about bullying, which came out in mid-December 2017. You go back, you can see that. If you're listening to this the day it came out, you can see that in your podcast app. I talked about that in the bullying episode. The person who's getting bullied is the victim in that moment. Now, they may not have wanted to be a victim. They may not have done anything wrong at all. Maybe, again, as I said in the bullying episode, some people, there are assholes in life. There are bad people in life. There are people who are walking around this planet right now whose very goal is to make themselves feel good by messing with other people. By just making another person feel bad, they make themselves feel good. Or as they say, they build themselves up by putting others down. There are some people who are just like that. And there are some people who are just jerks and they don't feel good. They feel actually, they feel very terrible. And human beings being social creatures, we want other people to be with us, quote unquote, meaning we want other people to feel how we feel. So when we feel good, what do? We try to make other people feel good. When we feel happy, we try to make other people happy. When we feel like dancing, we want to get other people to dance. When we want to play a sport, we want to get other people to come play with us. Human beings like company. So some people who feel terrible, they just feel like shit. You know what they're going to do? Try to make other people feel like shit. That's just how people are in life. Now, accepting that, today we need to talk about how to not be a victim of those people, whether they're trying to make you feel small, they're trying to bring you down, they want to just say something negative about you for whatever reason. Maybe they're just having a bad moment. Maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they're having a bad life. Maybe they're just a bad person. Whatever. You're never going to be a victim, because I'm going to tell you how to never be one in today's episode. So I hope you're taking notes. If you're not taking notes, listen to this still, but then listen to it again and take notes. Point number one, even if something happens to you which you didn't want, which can happen to anybody, anything can happen to us that we don't want. As I mentioned in that bullying episode again, somebody could come mess with you who you don't know, never heard of, have no reason for them to be interacting with you at all, and they just come mess with you. You didn't want that to happen. You get in a car accident. You didn't want that to happen. It could be raining outside on the day that you planned your picnic or some outdoor event. You didn't want that to happen. You didn't control it. There's nothing you could have done to stop it. It just happened. Even if something happens to you which you didn't want, what you need to do, here's what you need to do. Two things. Own it and control it. Own it and control it. So the first one, own it. What does that mean? Okay, own it means this. This is the circumstance at hand. I did not necessarily want this circumstance. I did not ask for this. I actually wanted the exact opposite of what this circumstance is. However, this is the circumstance at hand, and we're going to work with things as they are. We're going to deal with this situation as it is. So, for example, if you want to have a whole bunch of money, but for the moment you're broke and it wasn't even your fault, maybe some company scammed you out of money, just took money out of your bank account, or the bank made some error, or somebody just stole from you who you had put your trust into. You didn't want that. You did not ask for that situation. You want the exact opposite of that situation, but this is the situation that's at hand. So instead of thinking about how terrible it is, or how you expected it to be completely different, or how messed up this is, or how much is going to set you back that you got to deal with this now, the first step for you is to say, okay, this is where I am. This is the situation we're dealing with. Now we're going to deal with things from right here, not in the imaginary world of what could have been, not in the world of how bad this is, not in the world of who did something wrong to me, because then you're starting to think like a victim. All you're going to say is, okay, this is where I'm at. This is what it is. Now let's deal with it from here. And that takes us to the second point, which is the second point of this first point that I'm giving. The second one is control it. So when something happens which you don't want, own it and control it. So the first part was own it. I'll just explain that. You got that? Now, the second one is control it. How can you control the fact that it's raining outside? How can you control that some dummy was texting on his phone trying to find the newest episode of the Work On Your Game podcast and ran into the back of your vehicle at a red light? How can you control that situation? This is how you control it, by controlling yourself. You control the situation by first controlling yourself. Now, I'm going to explain what I mean. If you allow the situation to control how you react, how you talk to other people, the type of energy you have, what kind of day, week, month, year you're going to have because of that situation. Now, the situation is controlling you instead of you controlling the situation. Now, something happens, like someone runs into the back of you while they were on their phone, and you can see they were on their phone before they did it, and you're really annoyed because you need to get to work and there's an important meeting you got to be at today, but you can't leave the scene of a car accident. And if it rained outside, you were planning this big outdoor activity, you've been planning this for 6 months, you got a lot of money invested into it, and then it rains on that one particular day and you are really pissed off. If you allow yourself to respond or react to it based on what happened, you get out of the car and start screaming at the person for running into the back of you because you're already on edge knowing this big important presentation you got to give at work, or you start crying, or you start calculating all the money you're going to lose because it's raining outside and you plan this great outdoor event. The situation is controlling you. You control the situation by first owning it. Okay, this is what it is. This is what happened. And then controlling yourself. So instead of getting out the car screaming and yelling, because that's not going to undo the fact that this guy ran into the back of your car, get out of the car, listen, let that person know, because they probably know it's their fault. Let them know, look, all right, this happened. We don't need to get upset about it. We don't need to scream and yell at each other over it, because that's not going to undo the damage done to our vehicles. Let's call the police. Let's get this report done, or we can handle it between ourselves if you want to do it that way. And then let's move on, because you got somewhere to be. You were in a car going somewhere. I was in the car going somewhere. How about we just handle it that way? Now, it's raining outside. Okay, it's raining outside. What are our contingency plans? I'm sure you had some of you invested money into doing an event that's going to be outdoors. Or if it's an event that's outdoors that's going to go on anyway, okay, well, we still going to do it. Like when I ran at Miami Marathon in January of 2017, it was freezing cold. It wasn't freezing. It was 50 degrees. And any of you who live in South Florida understand, 50 degrees is freezing cold in Miami. I know it's not freezing in New York or Minnesota or wherever you happen to be. But anyway, it was freezing cold, okay, and it was raining outside that day. And I'm like, oh, man, I wonder if they're still going to have a race. I thought about that for like 5 seconds, and I said, oh, there's no way they're canceling this race. It's too many people are signed up for it. There's too much money invested. It's not like the city of Miami is going to allow the Miami Marathon to shut the city down for an entire half of a day like they do for the marathon, because you got all these streets that people had to run through and there are no cars allowed. The traffic, you don't want to be driving in a city the day that the marathon is happening. Any of you live in a city where they have a marathon, don't plan to drive your car anywhere that day because too many roads are shut down. I said, okay, there's no way they're canceling this run. All right, so I'm gonna have to run outside in the cold and in the rain. And I signed up to do this. This is what I signed up for. Being a professional, I'm gonna go get it done. I'm not a professional runner, but I'm a professional in my mind. The things that I sign up for, I complete them and get them done. That's just what it is. That's the commitment that I made. So that's how you control it, by controlling your mindset. I couldn't control it was cold and raining that day. You can't control the person who ran into you. You can't control the rain on the day of your picnic, but you can control your mindset. When you control your mindset, then what happens is, at its highest point, the highest point of you controlling your mindset, you can begin to shape circumstance through your own self-control. You got to start with your own self-control. And this is something that Robert Greene talks about in the 50th Law, another book that was mentioned in my top five favorite books episode in episode number 60. If you didn't hear that, just go to any episode you want to hear this show. Just go to dreallday.com/ and then put the number of the episode. So if you know the number or I mention it here, that's how you find it. Dreallday.com/60. That's the number 60. You can listen to my top five favorite books episode. I did another five in episode number 69 and another five in episode number 143. But in the 50th Law, Robert Greene talks about this in the introduction, that you can shape circumstance when you get to your highest point of controlling your mindset. So that's what you need to do, even when something happens that you did not want to happen. And remember, today's topic is never being a victim. Point number two. You don't ever want to be a victim. You must commit to playing life on offense. You don't ever want to be a victim. You must make the commitment to play life on offense. That means to go and make things happen. We talk about personal initiative. I introduce it every single day when I intro this podcast. Personal initiative, your ability to go make things happen. Being a go-getter, being the cause of things happening or not being the victim of things happening. It doesn't mean, when I say play life on offense, it doesn't mean that you're always going to score, because I'm using a metaphor here through sports. In sports, if you played offense the whole game, let's say you play on a football team. In football, you got people who play offense, now you got people who play defense. They take turns. If the offense is on the field the whole game, doesn't mean every single time they're going to score. You play basketball, every time you shoot, it doesn't necessarily mean the ball is going to go in the basket. Just because you're on offense doesn't mean you're always going to get the result or score. So playing life on offense doesn't mean everything's going to turn out the way you want it to. Doesn't mean you're always going to win. It doesn't mean that everything you do is going to be successful. This is no guarantee of success. But it does mean, playing life on offense does mean that you are affecting situations. You are not waiting for situations to affect you. And this is a really important point. Everything I say is a really important point, but this is even more important. When you are playing life on offense, you are affecting the situation. You're not allowing the situation to affect you. For the examples that I gave a moment ago, when I was running a marathon, someone runs into the back of your vehicle on a very important day at work. You affect that situation. So instead of getting out of the car and screaming and yelling and putting all that energy out there, all that negative energy out there that's not going to help you anyway, because whatever happened already happened, you affect the situation by calmly talking to this person. Okay, this is what happened. This is what we need to do. This is the information we're going to exchange. Get your insurance. If the police are showing up, whatever you got to do, because remember, you still got to get to where you got to get to, right? All right? The day of the marathon, it was cold and it was raining, but I still had to run the marathon. I still had to run 26.2 miles. The day that you had that event still has to happen, whether it's outside, whether you're moving it inside, people pay money for tickets, you still got to have that event because people are expecting it and you should be expecting it of yourself. You still got to get to work that day at a big presentation, right? You still got to be there by a certain time to get that presentation ready, regardless of what happened to your car. Nobody else who's supposed to be at that meeting gives a damn about your car. All they care about is the presentation that you're going to be presenting, which could determine what happens for the rest of your career. you need to still get to where you need to get to. So playing life on offense is you affecting situations instead of allowing situations which you did not want nor expect to affect you. Point number three. And today's topic, again, is never being a victim in life. Remember this point of initiative, again, that I talk about every day on this podcast. Initiative means simply, here's one way you can look at initiative, is that you move first and stay active. And first is that relative term. You move before the situation moves you. You move before other people move. You initiate situations. Instead of waiting for someone else to bring something up, instead of waiting for somebody to call you back, instead of waiting for someone to do the thing that they said they were going to do, you initiate the situation. You reply, you call them back and let them know what it's supposed to be. You send them another email as a follow-up, hey, a reminder about what we talked about. You go do the thing. Instead of waiting for them to come set it up or whatever it is they're supposed to do, whatever their part of it is, you go get started. And this way, you're doing a couple things. Number one, you're letting them know that you're not going to wait for them before you take action. Number two, you're letting yourself know that you are not, your outcomes are not determined by what somebody else does or does not do because you are willing to take matters into your own hands. And number three, I mean, you just may get done what you need to get done faster, sooner, better, because you are willing to take initiative. Move first and stay active. So you take initiative by beginning something, but don't just stop there. Don't just stop there after you start doing the thing. You still got to finish it out. When I was running the marathon that day, I mean, I ran the first mile. I took initiative and ran the first mile, but I still had 25.2 miles to go. So continue to stay active. Don't get to ever get to a point where you're like, okay, I don't have to be active anymore because I initiated this. You got to start it, but you also got to finish it. In basketball, sometimes a coach will say, well, it's not who starts, but it's who finishes. But usually what I find is the best players, they start the game and they finish the game. They're the ones on the court when it begins, and they're the ones on the court when it ends. And they're on the court a lot during the whole middle part in between the beginning and the end. Even if something goes wrong for you in your life that you didn't want to happen, have enough going on. This is the other point of initiative. Have enough going on that it doesn't slow you down. Have enough going on. So you plan that outdoor event. It rained outside. Have enough going on, meaning what are your contingency plans? Where would you go if it rains outside? Or how can you still do the event outside even though it's raining? Have enough going on that the rain itself doesn't slow you down. It actually narrows your options and makes it easier for you to make decisions because you don't have so many choices now. Have enough going on in your life. If you're running a business and you got a product that's been selling great, but for some reason people stop buying that product, have enough other products in place, enough other ways for you to generate revenue for your business in place that if that product stops selling completely, it doesn't stop you from making payroll 2 weeks from now. Have enough going on that nothing that happens slows you down and makes you a victim. See, if something that happens slows you down, you become a victim of whatever happened. If it doesn't slow you down, okay, it happened, but you're not a victim of it because you're still doing what you need to do. You are still moving. This situation did not get in your way, even though you didn't want the situation and you would just as quickly get rid of it. Let's recap today's topic, which is never be a victim. Number one, even if something happens to you, which you did not want, did not expect, maybe want the exact opposite, own the situation, meaning this is what it is, and control the situation by controlling your mindset, your reaction to the situation. Number two, play life on offense. Playing life on offense does not mean you will always score points, but it does mean you are affecting situations, not allowing or waiting for a situation to affect you. Number three, initiative, meaning you are moving first, personal initiative, move first and remain active. So even if and when something goes wrong, and things will go wrong because it's just how life is, you have enough going on because of all the initiative you're taking. You got enough going on that nothing is going to slow you down from your progress. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.